You're listening to SBS News.
Rockdale couple Joshua McAleer and his wife Sheila McAleer were today sentenced for slavery-like offences after luring a Filipino woman to Australia and forcing her to work around the clock as a domestic helper in their Sydney home and business, including the Capamilia grocery and eatery stores across Sydney. Mrs. McAleer, a mother of three who enjoys shopping at high-end fashion boutiques, will be put behind bars for 3 years and 3 months with a non-parole period of 14 months. Mr. McAleer was sentenced to 2 years and 6 months, but is on bail until the judge can assess whether he can serve his sentence in the community. Both have been ordered to pay the victim a total of $70,000. The victim, who cannot be identified, worked as a maid and a nanny in the McAleer's home in Sydney and later in the family's Rockdale grocery store and restaurant. The victim was manipulated and her movements were restricted. She was financially dependent on the couple and threatened with harm if she attempted to leave. It is alleged she was made to work non-stop all day and into the night. She was not free to leave the home without permission and was forced to use a fake name while in public. The victim arrived in Australia in 2013 after Mrs. McAleer paid for her passport and a 3-month tourist visa, which barred her from working. The judge noted that the McAleer case is a rare example of a prosecution involving the charges of forced labor and harboring an unlawful non-citizen, with only one other prosecution in Australia to date. Detective Superintendent Paula Hudson from the AFP Human Trafficking Specialist Command says there could be many other cases hiding in plain sight in the community.
These cases such as this one today is shocking and truly heartbreaking, to be honest with you, occurring on a more regular basis. People and the community may think that human trafficking and slavery doesn't occur in Australia, but nothing could be further from the truth. It is happening, and it's happening here in our own communities in our own backyards.
The AFP says these cases are truly traumatizing for victims of trafficking and slavery-type offenses. Their message to victims is that there is help available and a way out of these shocking situations.
Often what happens is that their freedom of movement is restricted. They are forced into conditions where they feel that they cannot leave. They are often had identity documents or communication devices taken off them, so they are unable to leave. Also, sometimes they can be made to feel criminalised, that they've committed a crime and been threatened to remain in the circumstances. So it's a very difficult crime type for people to come forward who are in these situations. But our message from the AFP to victims that may be out there are that there is a way out of these terrible situations, and we are ready and available to do that.
The AFP say they've received 223 reports of trafficking and slavery over the last year, but they fear the real numbers might be much higher due to a lack of reporting.
Last financial year, we received 223 reports into the AFP of trafficking and slavery. This financial year, we are tracking on the same and a bit higher. However, actually in 2019, the Australian Institute of Criminology released a study on the Australian context, which revealed that for every one report and victim, there remains four unreported. So the true extent of the situation in Australia is much more that are reported to the AFP, so we are very conscious of that.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.